Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the telephone conference of Nemetschek AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Mr. Haider, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call regarding the acquisition of the U.S. company Bluebeam. Bluebeam is the leading software provider of PDF-based workflow solutions for digital processes and collaboration in the AEC industry, with more than 650,000 users worldwide. Bluebeam has been recognized, according to Deloitte, as one of the 500 fastest-growing technology companies in North America. They follow the Open BIM philosophy. First of all, some facts to Bluebeam. Who is Bluebeam? The company was founded in 2002 and has about 150 employees. Bluebeam has a very strong position in the U.S. with a high brand recognition and awareness. Besides the AEC industry, Bluebeam addresses other key industries such as oil and gas, government, manufacturing, and utilities. Its customers include more than 74% of top U.S. companies in the construction industry, with a very strong reputation and positive sentiment in AEC. In addition to its headquarters in Pasadena, the company has offices in San Diego, Chicago, and Manchester in the U.S. Bluebeam sells its products worldwide, but they are still very focused in North America. Around 90% of their revenues coming from North America region. Sales are made online via direct sales and a network of about 180 resellers worldwide. The solutions are available as desktop solutions via mobile or cloud. The offer licenses and software services. 73% of the revenues coming from license business and 27% from software services. Some financial background information. Bluebeam increased the revenues in the last year by 48% to around $22.4 million. Also in the first half year of 2014, Bluebeam continued on an accelerated growth path and generated revenues amounting to $16.5 million. Bluebeam is a profitable company and generated an EBIT of $3.2 million in the first half year, 2014. What are the key technical considerations? As I said before, they follow the Open BIM approach. With that acquisition, Nemetschek's position as a leader in the Open BIM solutions will be strengthened. Bluebeam is at the forefront of document-centric collaboration technology with a platform technology called Revu, which enables innovative PDF creation, markup, editing, and collaboration. Revu enables real-time collaboration on documents and create digital workflows. The intuitive, flexible solutions are used, for example, in all phases of the building process, from designing to bidding and the awarding of contracts all the way to the building stage and management. As a result of the provision of digital and paperless workflows, the platform technology considerably improves collaboration of all parties involved in the construction project. All in all, use of Revu will lead to an 85% decrease in paper and distribution costs, 60% increase in productivity, 40% reduction in schedules. Revu is accessible via cloud, desktop, or mobile. To summarize the attractiveness of the acquisition for the Nemetschek Group, it is an innovative, young, fast-growing, and profitable company with a proven business model. We will get a stronger position in the U.S. Bluebeam will profit from Nemetschek's strong presence in Europe and Asia. Bluebeam supports the open BIM philosophy with PDF as de facto standard for document exchange. This fits into our vision being the leading open BIM company in the world. All Nemetschek Group products that produce drawings can also produce PDF versions, so our solution can easily integrate into the Bluebeam workflow. Bluebeam is especially strong because of their intimate customer relation, their technical expertise, their industry, and software knowledge with their excellent solution portfolio. I'm really looking forward to working with Bluebeam together to make digital project collaboration more transparent and easier to access by all parties from design, build to operate. Maybe some words to the management. Bluebeam has a very experienced management which stays on board with us. The founder, CEO Richard Lee, and CTO Dan Jakob are more than 12 years with Bluebeam. Both of them will stay at the company according to our strategic setup together with the senior management. Bluebeam will continue to be led as an independent brand company in the future. Last but not least, the hard facts regarding purchase price. The purchase price of the acquisition amounts to about $100 million cash debt pre-base. Financing is provided by our own capital resources and the taking out of a loan with a very attractive interest rate. The purchase price includes earn-out components, which are linked to the increase in revenues and profitability in the financial year from 2014 to 2016. We expect earn-out payments of approximately $3.5 million. The closing is expected within October 2014. After closing, Bluebeam will be part of our build segment. So that was a brief overview of the acquisition we announced on Friday last week. I would like to start with a Q&A session. The lines are open now, and I'm happy to answer your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Gal Munda, Berenberg. Your line is now open. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hi, everyone. I've got a few questions, if I can. So the first one is in regards to the revenue synergies and potential upsell into your existing install base. You mentioned that they have their own network of around 180 resellers worldwide, but will they also start using your sales network? And because the product will be a standalone, how will that work? And then also about the revenues for this year, you mentioned they experienced quite significant revenue growth for the first half of the year. What is your expectation kind of for the rest of the year? And maybe if you can indicate whether there is some seasonality in their revenues for the full of the year. These are my questions. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, for the synergies within the Nemetschek Group, we need to sit together, first of all, after we close the deal. But we do see, of course, because they are very focused, 90% of their revenues are at the moment in North America. So we do see a win-win situation for them and for the Nemetschek Group as well in general, that they can use our sales channels in our strong market positions in Europe and in Asia, especially Japan as well. And yes, we will sit together with the resellers and we do see the, a lot of synergies in order to get coordinated traders on board. For the turnover situation, as you mentioned, we do have the expectation that we will reach the 30 million that year. And for the next growth passes, I would say, for the next growth rates, we will inform you when it's the time to inform you. I mean, we cannot say at the moment something, but we do see a lot of growth opportunities anyway. So we are happy to get you to that information when we've landed together with them after closing. And there are no seasonal distribution issues during the year, as we saw it in the process.
Okay, thank you. Just one follow-up question regarding the EBIT margin. Is the EBIT margin kind of consistent with what you guys are calculating, or does it contain some component of share-based compensation in there, so it's potentially non-GAAP adjusted, the one that you communicated for H1, or is it, you know, there's no none of that?
I mean, in the midterm view, we need to bring them to the group guidance in the direction of the group guidance. But it's a very strong growing company, as I stated. It's one of the fastest growing companies in the U.S. as Deloitte proved it. And so those kind of companies, they do have an issue with their EBIT margin in the first beginning, in the first years. But we will develop them into the direction of the midterm guidance, 23 to 25. And that's what we can see at the moment. But we need to give them the air to breathe in order to grow in the upside in the turnover. So we will see how we're going to approach that one. But
understood. Thank you.
Obviously, we have that together with the earnout. And we have linked that, so we will be happy with the results then.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Dreves, your line is now open.
Oh, okay, sorry. Couldn't hear you. Okay, thank you. I've got a couple of questions. The first one, you got a quite good cash position, so how much debt will you actually take on? And maybe a word on the interest rates you're expecting. That's the first one.
Interest rates.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, the line was. Yeah, we have a very good cash position, as you stated. We will have a debt of 60 million euro. And the interest rate, as I stated, is very interesting. It's around 1%.
You said 60 million euro, not US dollars.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And 1%, and is this for 5 years, or how long are you planning to take on?
Five years,
fixed interest rate.
5 years, fixed interest rate with 1%?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Maybe a comment on the cash flow. Is the cash flow positive, the operative cash flow?
Yes, it is positive.
Okay.
It's very, very typical for such a kind of company. It's very positive.
Okay, and then you said there are no seasonality. So, is the Q4, is this the strongest quarter like for Nemetschek, or are there no seasonalities at all?
We at the moment we didn't recognize a strong seasonality, but we need to check it in terms of is it the same like in the Nemetschek group. So, as I stated, for the turnover expectations that year, we are happy to see the 30 million in terms of turnover. But all the other things, we need to go more into detail then and give you the information afterwards.
Okay. Regarding the consolidation, will you start consolidating from October 1st or from November? When will the consolidation start?
Yeah, the closing will be expected in October, and then we will consolidate from after the closing from November.
Okay. Do you expect any headwinds from authorities? Or I think you stated in your statement that you're expecting the from the shareholders. Is this everything clear with the shareholders?
Yeah, normally there should be everything clear, but there are a lot of shareholders in that company. So it was a young innovative company with a lot of shareholders, like a family and friends concept. In the first beginning, so as a startup company, so that's why we need to have all the signatures done, and this is the closing period, so it takes us a little bit longer, but we do not expect any difficulties.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Knut Waller. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Knut Walter from Baader. Sorry for the background noise, but I'm currently traveling. Just regarding the growth of Bluebeam, was it mainly organic or have there been any acquisitions from the company? And then simply looking at the growth rates, I understand that you just want to wait for the close of the acquisition before making any statements. But given that we have seen now very high growth rates of the company, do you think that over time the growth rates likely are expected in your own horizon to get down in the next couple of years? And then how long do you think it will take really to bring the margin to your group level? Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, it's everything organic. There was no acquisition. It's all about organic growth, what they did in the last years. For the last question, I would like to mention, we expect to bring it in this region of the group level between 3 to 4 years. So after earnout is paid in 2016, we're coming closer, but then we need a little bit longer to bring it to the 23 to 25 in the midterm guidance. And for the turnover growth rates, I would say they were fantastic in the last years, but we could not expect always the 48, 50% of turnover growth rates. So there will be a slowdown in that way, but it will be a huge growth rate anyway. So we are coming up with detailed figures then in the due time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Lars Dannenberg, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just three quick follow-up. So if you have a debt of 60 million, you just take 20 million in cash. Is it correct? And then second one, the H1 growth of Bluebeam, what was it in percent year over year? And the last one is the sales structure and the reseller structure. So if they have 90% of their sales currently in North America, are the remaining 10% in the Nordic countries, or because they're also present? And how are the 180 resellers spread? Are they just in the U.S. Or where are they based? Thanks. I mean, it's worldwide, it's said, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm happy to serve you the answers. The first, your first question was for the spread of 60 million to equity 20 million. That's true. You're right.
Okay.
So for the H1 growth rate, yes, that was to the year before. Comparable.
No, I mean and how much? We don't have H1 2013 number. We just have the 16.5 million US dollar H1 sales, and how much was this in percent year over year growth?
It was around 45 to 48. That's what we stated. It was 48%.
Okay, because of 48%.
To the full year. To the half year, we do not
half
have
year,
to the that, but that is when I do not have the season allocation in it. It must be around there, 45 to
H1. Okay.
Yes, only H1. And to the sales, the rest of the 10%, they are allocated, let's say, in Nordics as well, in Europe, with resellers. They are more or less in the whole world, I would say. So they are in the Nordics, in Australia, in other Europe. So the 10%, that's exactly their way of getting the Nemetschek channels in the future. So that's their growth path. So they are all more or less, there is no special, I would say, high percentage rate in one country. So it's in the Nordics 4%, it's in Australia 3%, and it's in other Europe 3%.
This now sales split, right, or reseller?
No, this is sales split.
Okay, and how are the resellers split over the world? Is it same like the sales level?
That's the yes. It's same like the sales. Yeah,
nearly
exactly.
The same.
It's
yes.
Nearly the same.
Mm. Okay, great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. I have the following questions. The first one is regarding what your existing customers have been using today, and well, your potential Bluebeam customers. I mean, were they working on paper today? So it's all greenfield installations that you would be able to deploy. And the second is on the Bluebeam customers, which AAC software are they using today? So as it's in the US, I would assume it could be a high portion of Autodesk customers, but maybe you could clarify. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's exactly what we were searching for, and I was several times announcing we were investing into a technology factor as well. That's all about the Megatrend collaboration. So it's more or less a new product, and it drives efficiency in that industry. So yes, you're right. It's more or less a greenfield approach, and that's why we are talking about 60% of production in paper and 40% in increase of productivity. So this is why we expect in Europe, even so, a clear business case and a clear calculation for our customer what drives in terms of synergies. And your second question was, it's an open BIM philosophy. Yes, it's open BIM. That means that there could be Autodesk products with Revit, et cetera. Every product is possible. And when you do see a high product range in the U.S. where they are, then you can see, of course, because of the high market share of Autodesk in the U.S., that most of their design customers are using at the moment Autodesk products. So that's Revit. But the Bluebeam, as I stated, Bluebeam products are more or less in the construction companies. 74% of the biggest U.S. building companies are the customers, so they do not really use the design, the CAD software. So this is a high potential for us as well. So yes, it's a new product, it's collaboration, it's a mega trend in the AEC industry, which is becoming more and more important because of driving synergies in that industry.
Okay. So as you mentioned construction, it would be right to assume that it's strengthening your 4D and 5D dimensions, and to sum it up, it can do any D. And
I need to smile, sorry. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So more than 4D and 5D, it's a bigger approach because it brings us the footprint that we could really collaborate within the whole AEC industry. That means the whole building life cycle, from design to manage, from CAD software to facility management. It's really a tool which could bring us together, the various parts and the project member, to collaborate via PDF open files.
Okay. And my last one is regarding how quickly you think you could ramp up your sales channels in Europe and Asia, so enable the cross-selling within your existing markets. Thank you.
I mean, we are happy to do that very fast, obviously, because that's a big opportunity for us, and we are just planning to sit together with the Bluebeam management as well, and we are thinking about some satellites and offices from Bluebeam in the Europe, Graphisoft and Alblan organization and everywhere. So there are many ideas on the table, but as you might understand as well, or you could understand as well, we need to wait the closing, and then we sit together and we will see and take into consideration if we could do some plannings already for next year.
Okay, so it's still open whether it will be in Europe a separate sales approach, so another sales channel next to Graphisoft and Alplan, or whether your subsidiaries will integrate it in their offerings.
It's still open, and we need to adapt it to the local needs per country, I would say, because our sales regions are separate from country to country, so it's different from Germany to Switzerland, and we need to see for the culture and the attitudes in each relevant market. So there could be different models. There could be, let's say, a direct sales force or offices in some countries, and there could be used sales resellers in that country. So it's open, but the ideas are on the table, so we need to sit together and bring it onto the road.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Otazio, Paradigm Capital. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. I have two questions. First one is a simple one. When you are buying this, I assume you're buying 100% and there's not going to be any stock options of employees left. The second question is, I read that they are already, or Bluebeam is already, supplied to 74% of construction companies in the U.S. How many differentiated products do they have? So the question is, how close are you to the saturation point in the U.S. with this product?
Okay. So the first question is, yes, there is no options are available. We are going to buy the 100% and all options are closed before closing. Mm-hmm. So this is clear, 100%. And then for the 74% in the construction companies, there will be, of course, there is only one product that's review, but each of the products are in different channels used. So some of them are in the mobile world, some of them are on-premise in the desktop solution, they are in the cloud, and with the 74%, we are talking about, with the 650,000 users, we are talking about seats, so we have more possibilities to penetrate more seats within those construction companies, and we are happy to have a growth perspective as well within those 74%. And those are only the AEC users, because they are also, as I stated, in other industries like oil and gas, which is very important and interesting for us as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from Johannes Ries, Arbus Capital. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to ask some follow-on questions. The first is, maybe I missed a little bit, but if you can give us a breakdown on the on-premise and cloud business and explain a little bit the business model. You mentioned already is the number of seats. Is it only seat-based, or is it maybe in some ways a little bit different, that it's maybe on the number of documents based, so for how it scales and how it's really the business model and how... What is growing faster? Is it the business in the cloud, or is it the on-premise business, to really understand a little bit the driver of the business?
Mm-hmm. So for that one, we're happy to announce that I think quite similar to our approach and our philosophy. Mm-hmm. So they are at the moment working with license model and software services model. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because of the strong growth mode they had in the past, the licenses are at the moment, in terms of relation in the turnover, 70% to 30% in the software service business.
Mm-hmm.
But this will become in a different relation as long as we are looking to the future. They have those different application and solutions, how customers from Bluebeam could get those licenses. It's via cloud services or mobile solutions. Mm-hmm. The mobile solutions are for us very interesting as well, because it's a technology trend for the future. So on big construction site, as we stated always, we do not want to do something with hardware, but mobile solutions becoming more and more important in order to drive synergies. The business model, by the end of the day, when you take a decision maker who is buying the licenses of Bluebeam is clearly the calculation, as I stated, in order to increase productivity. So they are very successful in process optimization, in increasing productivity, in reducing paperwork. This is their business case, and this is why they are not discussing any price issues as well with the licenses. They are not under price pressure in that way, and they are happy to sell the licenses on that base.
Mm. So for the license is on-premise, is seat-based?
Yes.
Okay, and the cloud, it's based on the number of documents, the flow, or what? Or is it also on the number of cloud users?
It's the both are possible, and it depends on the customer needs.
Okay.
And on the project.
And on-premise, how high is the maintenance?
How high?
The maintenance you get, so for recurring income, in other words.
I mean, they are into the let's say industry average. I would say they are between the 20% and 22%.
Okay. And have they sold a lot of company licenses? For you mentioned there's upselling potential in the number of users, but some of the young companies give company license that so the customer get everything he wants for all users if he pays buys once a huge company wide license. How much they use this model?
We need to go more into the detailed analysis of that one. But what I do see is as well with the, that's what I stated always, mobile solutions, the bigger becomes the construction projects, I would say, the more mobile users that we do have. And somebody needs to pay for the mobile licenses as well in order to accept, let's say, open BIM approach on a big construction site. So there's a high and a lot of potential of having more licenses and more seats in the mobile world as well. And but we need to go more into detail. At the moment, I need to apologize that we are not into that one too much.
Maybe follow on how you maybe sell the product in the future. You mentioned it's definitely a product which could give BIM a huge push. Therefore, so far you sell directly to the customers, to the building company. Therefore, but longer term, you said all the people who are maybe in the process to handle a large building project are potential customers. Therefore, how much it makes sense also maybe to try to get OEM solutions agreements with some of your competitors on this to build a standard like your nice it's not a direct competitor but like RIB in Germany or maybe Autodesk, all the people who are in this business, Aviva also that would could be maybe in my eyes a sensible way to develop the business, no?
I mean, first of all, we need to mention that Bluebeam is in for the for the whole value chain of the AEC industry. That means from design to manage. So the facility management companies could be interesting as a user as well. That's what we do see. Then, in order to that open BIM philosophy, that gives because we are the trademark owner of open BIM as well. So. The one who is really for open BIM solution, and we would be the leading partner of that one. And the customer does appreciate because we do not push the partner into a closed BIM approach in order to say you only could use those and those software application or in order by the end of the day using Bluebeam. No, you can each and every software could play or could handle with Bluebeam together. So the customer on big construction companies and big construction sites and projects are happy to serve that. Even if it's an Autodesk or REB product, we don't care about. But it, for us, is the focus more on the client's perspective, not on not on having contracts with other market participants or like Autodesk or REB. We are looking for the customers, and they need to decide, and they could use our software and the Bluebeam solution in an open way.
I see. So far, maybe is it also from the business model? Sorry about that. Is it only you can buy it, or you have even a base solution you can test for free or something, and then maybe the customers get familiar with it and then intend to buy it? Is that the way, or could it be even a way to make it more even more attractive, or maybe push the growth in other customer sectors?
I mean, the desktop edition, for example, it's available in three different editions. There's a standard, there's a CD, there's an extreme, and it depends on the prices, how much users get, and there's a high documentation and reference project base, which really proves the TCO, the total cost of ownership of Bluebeam. So this is everything what we could bring from the American market to the European market. It's in the same way, I would say, and they were very successful in America with this high growth rate. And it's by the end of the day, it's very simple. So you're using Bluebeam, you are increasing productivity.
And like you said, there are different levels. Therefore, you can even upsell in the installed base from a lower level to a higher level of license. Okay,
yeah.
I got it. Maybe finally to the sales channels, how much they are compatible, because you mentioned this partner network, but even the online selling, isn't it that maybe your product is more difficult to explain? The sales cycles are longer. There are different kind of partners. Therefore, can really the Bluebeam sales channel really resell your product?
No. This is not. Oh, okay. Mm. Thank you for the question, because there shouldn't be a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So this is why we do have different sales channels, because each and every product in our Nemetschek Group world, which is highly technically, is
not
very
so.
Easy from another member of the company to sell that one out. So that means you cannot compare a SIA product to an Engram product or a Bluebeam product to an Engram product. We only want to make sure that we are using synergies by having the same sales channels. But then the Bluebeam competence must be behind in order to convince the customers.
I see.
This is very important, yes.
Because the products are very different in some regard,
yes,
I thought.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you can also learn maybe online selling for some low-end things at your side, because
exactly.
they do it successfully. Maybe finally to the shareholder structure. You mentioned you see no problem, but there are a lot of shareholders. But are there some large shareholders, maybe some private equities or founders, and you have already maybe has 100% sure get the shares from this guy, therefore there is no risk of a counterbid, in other words. No, if maybe other tests see what you are doing and try to make a higher offer, also it's impossible because the large shareholders already had makes a decision for Nemetschek, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So we are on the way. We are already convinced and get the approvals from the board.
Okay,
this is very important, and from the major shareholders. So the rest shouldn't be any problem.
Mm.
But there's a high quantity, and there's always there could be something, because this is why we said we need to wait until the end of October, but we do not see any issues.
Okay, the percentage of the smaller shareholders for the total shareholders, percentage-wise, 10%, 15%?
No, the bigger amount, which is already convinced, is around 55% of the management and the major shareholders. And the rest is really clearly defined and split into small minor shareholders.
Okay, super. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Alexander Dreves, Montega AG. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Has the management of Bluebeam indicated that they will, or they're going to buy Nemetschek shares with the proceeds of the sale?
No. This is not the approach within the Nemetschek Group, and no, there's no dependency.
Okay, and could you provide us with the EBITDA margin of the business?
No, we are at the we are not on a single brand level. We don't give the EBITDA margins, but we gave you the impression in the total amount, and we are happy to bring them into the midterm guidance of the Nemetschek Group and give you more information in due time.
Okay, but do you expect the EBIT margin to decline in the next year, or because of you're going to extend your sales in Europe, or do you expect it to be stable?
No, we are not seeing a decline, declining the EBIT margin. We do see, of course, we need to have some efforts in the way that they do need to adapt some administrative finance processes. That's what we are talking about, post-merger integration. That's what we are doing. We let the company as they are, but we need to do, of course, of our duty as a stock-listed company, make sure that all things like the financial consolidation are integrated. But we do not see a decline. But this is why we said we would like to be careful with those assumptions. But we are definitely sure to bring them into the direction of the midterm guidance within the next 3-4 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andreas Lechner. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. It was stated that the purchase price is around $100 million, thereof 3.5 million in earnouts. Can you say what the maximum earnouts would be and for the maximum purchase price, and what revenue numbers or profit numbers are attached to the 3.5 million earnout and to the maximum earnout? Thank you. And I mean, also maybe when this earnout is being paid?
This earnout, okay. I start with that one. This earnout is being paid in 2017 to a period up to the end of 2016. We expect the $3.5 million, but there is it's high performance driven in terms of turnover and EBIT margin. The EBIT margin is set that we are happy to see it at that stage on that percentage rate, and the turnover, of course, is highly due to turnover growth rate. And there could be much more, but there could be this will be a win-win situation. And it's clearly calculated for both sides of us.
Okay, but you cannot provide any firm numbers that you say 3.5 million means they have to grow to 50 million in revenues or something like that.
No, we wouldn't do it at the moment, no.
Okay, thanks you.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are currently no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There are no further questions. I hand back to the speaker.
I would like to thank you very much for your interesting questions. We are happy, very happy to have that acquisition announced, and we are very keen to close it within October and provide you with new information in the next months and weeks. Thank you very much for your interest and for your attention. Have a nice week.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.